Yep.
Nechayim, I guess I missed you. Right, if you just recall, again, just quickly to summarize. I mean, we basically have Machteris and we have Rodef, and they're different. Although they sound like the same, the Gemara says that Machteris is a Rodef, but they're different, because by Rodef, for instance, there's an obligation, a chiyuv, to save the guy, whereas by Machteris there's no chiyuv. And by Machteris, he's Nein Ladamim, but by Rodef, it seems like he's not Nein Ladamim. Right? So that's basically the question is, how do you explain this, the discrepancy? Okay. I mean, Morris just has a methodology question. Do you want to answer both of these things at the same time? So I don't know if that's really possible directly. I mean, I think you have to, I mean, in theory, your answer should answer both. I mean, or at least you have to answer both of them. They're both questions. But it doesn't necessarily have to be, one unified theory. And even if it is, I don't know if you could think about one unified theory at the same time. I mean, you have to kind of think about one at a time. They're kind of two different questions. One is, why is there no chiyuv by Rabbi, by Machteras, and why is he not Nein Ladamim by Rodev? I mean, they may be linked, but I think in approaching it, you kind of have to go with one of them and try to, you know, see where that takes you. Right? See where that takes you, and then try to go to the other and go back and forth. You know, you want to do both, but I think your mind has to work. That has to kind of focus a little bit. So yeah, but ultimately, you should end up trying to get both. Okay, something like this. That there are two different things. Okay, so let's start with the Rodef. So by Rodef, there's a din of Hatzalas Nefashos. Okay, there's a din of saving. Okay, which means that the guy, the Nirdaf's life is in danger. He's being pursued for his life. Okay, his life is in danger. It's analogous to a guy who's drowning. Okay, a guy who's drowning. It's an obligation upon every Jew to save him. And a guy is being chased. He's being pursued. His life is in danger. It's an obligation of every Jew to save him. Now, we come up against the life of the Rodef, and then you have to help start deciding between lives, and a pasuk teaches you whatever. But the obligation to act is the same obligation of Pikuach Nefesh. When a guy's life is in danger, and you're obligated to save a guy whose life is in danger. That obligation comes from the fact that the guy's life is in danger. Okay? There's a real life-threatening situation right here. Okay, his life is on the line. Okay? See, but in Machteras, there's no life-threatening situation. He's simply a guy is breaking into a guy's house to take money. Okay? Now, you can't say, if I would kill the Rodef, the Machteras guy, you can't say, I'm saving a life. I'm not saving, what life? There's no life. He's just breaking in, I'm just stopping a robbery. Okay, I'm not saving a guy's life. It's true, down the line, we know what's going to happen. But the action of, that's just like what predictions. But right now, the guy's life is not in danger. Currently, he's not in a life-threatening situation. And therefore, there's no chiyuv hatzalah, there's no pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh goes by what's right now. Pikuach nefesh, if I see a guy is eating, smoking, it's not pikuach nefesh to stop from smoking, because I know down the line it's going to end up mekel. But you have to go by right now. Right now, if a guy's life is in danger, the situation of the life is in danger, and that's mechayev pikuach nefesh. Not everything which will probably, maybe, it's a good chance will end up leading to a thing. Is that mean that there's a chiyuv hatzalas nefashos? It's not a threat. It's not a life-threatening situation right now. It's a momentary situation. He's just robbing a guy's house, so there's no chiyuv hatzalah then. Okay. So far, so good. Right. Problem is, right. I mean, without the Torah telling you that you look into the future, right? I mean, this is simple enough to understand. The guy is it's not a life-threatening situation, so there's no chiyuv back. Okay, now what is the Torah saying now by Machteras? Is it saying that once he breaks into his house, it's like the chase has begun? It is the life-threatening situation already, right? And it is He's already in the middle of trying to kill him. It's like, is that what it's saying? Is that since we know that he's gonna end up coming to this point, therefore he is actually in the middle of the process of Rodef. He's actually chasing him and he's actually endangering the guy's life. It's just basically saying he's a Rodef. He is a Rodef. He is the chase has already begun. His life is actually in danger right now. It doesn't look like it. Well, it is, because we know what's going to happen, and therefore, it halachically said, it actually made it into a situation of his life is in danger. And it's set up, and then there would be a chiyuv hatzala, and then they'd be exactly the same. But the Torah did not do that, because it's not true. His life is not in danger. And the reality is, there's no endangering situation right now. Bottom line is, he's a regular guy whose life is not in danger. His house is being robbed, but he's not in danger. And what may happen in the future, a lot of things may happen, but right now, you can't say, if I kill a robber, I'm saving a life. I'm not saving a life. I may be preventing something in the future, but that's not Tzolos Nefashos. Tzolos Nefashos means the guy is on life. He's dying. This guy's not dying. This guy is perfectly fine. Okay? So what then? But the Torah sees the writing on the wall. So on the one hand, this is not a situation of Tzolos Nefashos because there's no danger. There's no actual danger. But on the other hand, the Torah sees the writing on the wall and says, we know what's going to happen here, is that this guy is going to end up, there's no Chiyuv Hatzalah right now, but at the same time, we know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that the guy is going to end up killing him. This is what's going to happen, but no one's chayv to act. There's no Hatzolos Nefashos right now, and no one could act. No one could act because there's no Hatzolos Nefashos, and the guys, right. So the Torah did, and we will get to this in a little more. But the Torah gave him a status of an Ein L'Dama. Okay, the Torah did is that it took a guy who's machteras, al shem sofo. Because the Torah knows what he's coming to do, what he's really up to. He's involved in Geneva, but it's a Geneva which is basically is omed to kill. He's ready to kill. So therefore it says the Torah gave him the status of an Ein L'Dam, and based upon Al Shem Sofa, as the Mishnah says. Based upon what he will do, the Torah gave him his din of an Ein L'Dam now. Even though he didn't do it yet. He did do something. He's involved in Geneva. See, he didn't do nothing. He's involved in Geneva. He's breaking into the guy's house. That's the beginning of Geneva. He's begun Geneva. But the Gemara is saying this is a Geneva which is a Geneva which leads to death. And this type of a Ganav, he's a kind of a Ganav. And if you look, the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Geneva. Because he's not just seeing a road day for a guy who hasn't really done a crime. He's just running. But this guy has done a crime. He's again a Ganav. He's broken into the guy's house. He broke into your house. So this Ganav, the Torah did, is he's a Ganav who the Torah gave a status of an Ein L'damim. Why? He's only Adaske Damim. He's only came to steal money. No, that's not true. We know what's going to happen, and this is a Ganav who's ready to kill. And the Torah says, a Ganav who comes in and is ready to kill has a status of an Ein L'damim. That's Gzeiros HaKasuv. That is what the Pasuk is teaching him. Ein L'damim. Is that the Torah gave him a status of Ein L'damim because of what will happen. But it's not saying that there's actually a chase now. There is no chase now. There's no chase yet. And it's not Hatzalah right now because the guy's life wasn't in danger. And that's why there's no Chiyuv. Because the Chiyuv, what's the Chiyuv? Chiyuv is to save a guy's life, but the guy's life isn't in danger, so there's no Chiyuv. What the Torah did, though, is that it says that he's a Ganav. He's a Ganav who has a... who's a dangerous Ganav. Who will lead to the loss of life, and based upon the future of what will happen, the Torah gave him a status of Ein L'damim right now. Okay? But by a Rodef, you can say two things. First of all, the Torah didn't have to define him as Ein L'damim. Because there's a Chiyuv Hatzalah, and there's based upon the Chiyuv Hatzalah, I'm going to say better, but let me start with this. Based on the Chiyuv Hatzalah, the guy's going to kill him. So the Torah is not defined as an Adam, even if he has a Adam, and the Torah is a Chiv of Hatzalah. And there's a din of Rodef, and Rodef, you save the Nir Daf, even then you kill the Rodef. So the Torah didn't have to get defined as an Adam. Okay? And it could be also the Torah couldn't define him as an Adam. Because you can't just define a guy as an Adam. What'd he do? He didn't do anything. He's just a guy who's running after somebody, but he didn't do any crime. There's no crime yet. What it did is, by machteres, there's a crime. He's a ganav. He's broke into the guy's house already, and he's already involved in ganeva. So that's part of the ganeva, is the smashing, is breaking in the guy's house. So it could be that the ganav, the shame of a ganav, is what allows you to the shame of an eil adam is chal on a ganav. He's involved in a crime. He's involved in a sort of ganeva. But it could be by a rodef, where he didn't do anything. It's just what he's gonna do. In terms of a crime, he didn't do. So it could be the Torah, you can't define him as an eil adam. It could be. I'm not sure if it's that Torah couldn't define him as an eil adam, or the Torah didn't need to define him as an eil adam. Or it's unnecessary. The Torah already has a mechanism. The Torah already has a mechanism. Because of the Re'eh Chiyuv. So the Ein Lo Damim, so the punchline is, or the summary is that by Rodev, the guy's life is actually in danger. That creates a Chiyuv. Chiyuv Hatzalah. And once you tell me that the Chiyuv Hatzalah pushes aside the Nirdaf, so now it's a Chiyuv, you have to do it. But by Machteres, there is no danger. So there's no danger. Where does the Chiyuv come from? The Chiyuv is the Chiyuv Hatzalah, but there's no danger yet. So the Torah didn't say there is danger, there is no danger. The Torah just did is it defined the guy as an Ein Lo Damim in order to protect the victim, the potential victim. This guy is involved in Ganeva. And Torah said that this type of a Ganav is a din of an Ein Lo Damim. So therefore you let it kill him. So an Ein Lo Damim, you let it kill him. But there's no Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv isn't just a magical Chiyuv. The Chiyuv comes from Hatzal Sefash. That's all it means is that there's a life in danger. There's no life in danger yet. Saying it's Ein Lo Damim doesn't mean you're saying Chase is already there. It's not already there. It's Al Shem Sofo. It's because what will happen. But the Torah, the reason why the Torah gave him the status of Ein Lo Damim is because of what will happen, but it doesn't mean that what will happen already happened. The Torah just gave him the status. Status Ein Lo Damim. So Matt says, how did he just give him the status of Ein Lo Damim? Well, based on what? And also, what does it mean when the Gemara says he's Kerodev? But it could be that's why the Torah gave him status of Ein Lo Damim. Because the Torah knows that basically what's going to happen is that this guy, if you let the thing fast forward in a few minutes, basically the guy's about to kill him. So it's true, he's not actually killing him yet, but it's saying is that since he's, for all practical purposes, he's like a Rodev. Like in terms of the reasoning behind the thing, he's like a Rodev, he's about to kill, he's about to do that, and he's about to be the guy who's going to kill the other guy. He's going to kill the victim, right? Unjustly. And the Torah holds, you see by Rodev, for instance, the Torah favors the life of the victim over the life of the Rodev, right? So saying this guy is not technically a Rodev yet, but the idea behind Rodev still applies to him, because he's basically a guy. And that's what the Mishnah says. He's nidon al shem sofo. He's judged based upon what he will do. He didn't do it yet, and normally punish a guy once after he does it. But here, it's going to be too late. So here, the Torah gives him a status. It's like you're giving him a status of a dead man because he killed. He killed in the future, so to speak. Okay, it's based upon what he will do. And we know that that's what he's going to do, and he's willing to do. So therefore, the Torah gives him a status of, like, just like a Rodev, the Torah allows you to kill him. But here, he's not actually a Rodev. So here, the Torah has to invoke a different mechanism. And the mechanism is that it removed... And what it means is that the Torah does not value his life. This type of a guy who's about to kill, the Torah doesn't value his life. But the Torah could philosophically not value a lot of people's lives. But the Torah here created a chal hashem of an Ein Lo Damim. Gave him that status. But again, I don't know if the status would work if he weren't actually involved in a crime. He's a ganav. He's a type of a ganav. I mean, we'll see from the Rambam, but I think it's important that he's not just a guy who the Torah philosophically thinks shouldn't exist. It's very nice, but it doesn't give him a status of Ein Lo Damim. But since halachically he's a ganav, but he's a certain type of a ganav, he's a ganav who is ba'al iske damim, who's going to kill, he's a type of ganav. And that type of a ganav, the Torah gave a status of an Ein Lo Damim to. You know, if you weren't a guy, if you didn't have a halachic status, so then it could be, then how do you just give him an Ein Lo Damim? He's just a regular guy. The Torah can just walk over to a guy and give him status of an Ein Lo Damim. Well, he's just a regular guy. But he has a, it's like Geneva, and that's why the Torah also says a ganav who steals an animal is chayev this. If he's, you know, he's chayev 4 and 5. If he steals this, I mean, ganav is a halachic institution, and the Torah has a system of chiyuvim for all the ganav. He pays fines, he pays the money. Depending on what he's stealing. So this is a type of a ganav, and part of the rules of ganav and the hilchos ganeva are this type of ganav and this type of ganav. Who's a ganav who is a balas kedamim, who's willing to kill? Torah give him a status of eldamim. That's his status. That's his onash. I say two answers. So the question is, why don't you say by rodef he's an eldamim? So two things. First of all, it's not an automatic thing. The Torah has to create the status. And Torah has to say, recognize the guy who's about to kill, and they'll say that's going to give him a status of an eldam. Torah is creating that, and the Torah is doing it for a reason. And that reason exists by Machteres, doesn't exist by Rodef, because by Rodef you already have a different mechanism. You have a chiyuv of saving it. But that's one answer. And secondly, it can't just do it to a guy. The reason why he can do it is because he's a ganav, and it's part of the thief. He's halachically a thief. He's involved in the crime of theft. He already is a thief. He broke into the guy's house, and it's the onesh, or it's the status which the Torah confers upon a certain type of a thief. But a rodef isn't a thief. He didn't do anything. He's not anything yet. Right, I'm suggesting that possibly, even if by rodef the Torah wanted it to find Zayin Adam, they couldn't. Because he's not a guy. You can't just sort of define a guy who the Torah, like let's say Hashem knows that a guy is going to do a crime in 5 years from now. Well, so what? What'd he do? He didn't do anything. You know, like how does he have Zayin Adam? He didn't do anything. What'd he do? Because Hashem knows it's very nice, but halachically, how does that work? Like let's say, for instance, it's interesting, because then who else is Anil who's Nidan Al-Shem himself? Or where else do you have a guy that you judge based on the future? Ben Soramora. Right. Ben Soramora, the rebellious son. So I don't know, I'm not really in that sugya, but he has to violate certain laws. There's like a law. It's a guy who does, so it's not just a rebellious guy, but there's certain halachas he has. I think it's Lo Sochal Al-Adam he violates. They're very specific halachas he has to do, a certain maisa. Can't just say is whenever a guy does something, it's a halachic system, and he needs to do a certain crime, which will define him as that. So even though it's based on the future, well, the future is a nice philosophy, but it has to have a halachic structure. So halachically, what is he? What did he do? Did he do a crime? Did he violate an isser? So Ghana, we say, yeah, he's involved. He broke into the guy's house. But a rodef, what did he do? He threatened that he's going to kill somebody. That's what. Okay, what did he do? Didn't do anything. So, like part of the theft is that you're violating the guy's bylaws. Once you break into his house, you're involved in the theft. May not be taking anything, be smashed down his door, you broke into his house. But, so you're already a ganav, and therefore the Torah could confer status upon you. But I'm saying by rodef, I'm suggesting this. I'm not... I know, but a shame rodef is a shame vis-a-vis hatzalah. That it means, it doesn't mean that he did a crime, it's just that he invoked... You know, he sets up a demand to save the other guy. You know, and in Torah's din, let's say, maybe, because, you know. But there's no isser of rodef. There's no lav, you're not allowed to be rodef, for instance. It's not a... It's a situation where you're endangering, you're an object of endangering the other guy's life. You're right. You're an object of hatzala. You're an object of... You're a chefza vis-a-vis this other guy saving. But that's not like a crime. The thing is, in l'domim is like a type of punishment. Torah's removing its protection for you. Did he do something wrong? You did. What do you do? You're a ganav. It's a bad kind of a ganav, but a ganav. But it's a type of a ganav which we know is what's going to happen in the future. But the fact that we know what's going to happen in the future makes it a very bad kind of a ganeva. It's a ganeva which is a bad ganeva. But a rodef didn't do anything. He didn't do a crime. There's no crime that he did. So now you're just saying, well, we know what's going to happen. Okay, fine, but so what's the status based upon? What confers that status upon him? Because we know. As we know. We know, what do? He endangered that guy's life. Fine, so there's a chiyuv to stop to save that guy's life. So there is a chiyuv to save that guy's life. You know, it's a funny question anyways. Let's say there was no halacha like that. You know, because there is. There's a halacha of hatzalah. But I guess the let's say is like if you only had, let's say you only had the pasuk by Machteres. Let's get back to our Gemara. Or Tosus. So if you only had the pasuk by Machteres, so it's Machteres that's telling you the guy's Ein Adam. Okay, he's Ein Adam. So therefore I have a lam la to kill him. You know, no chiyuv because there's no what would create the chiyuv. Okay, so there's no chiyuv, there's no danger yet. So there's no chiyuv, just he's nailed down. Fine. Now comes the Rodef. So now by Rodef, it seems he's not a Torah Never Sitting on Adam. Right? So Rodef, Torah Never Sitting on Adam. So now what's the deal? So now you say you want to save his life. Okay, save his life. Ein Dochen Avshay Nafash. So, he's not an Elodam, Ein Dochen Avshay Nafash, who says he could even act. So that's it. Now should he be an Elodam? So first of all, even if you say he should have been, he isn't, or never said it, it's a different situation. And it could be, maybe he shouldn't have been. Maybe look, maybe like we're saying now, is look, he's not a Ganav, he's not doing anything. So like that's it. So there's two lives on the line, and Atzolos and Fashos basically doesn't have any whatever. And you need a Pasuk, which is Machriya, which says, no, save this guy, ignore that guy. So that's what the Zohar looks for. And the Zohar Gemara finds, ain't no Shiela, the Hekesh, and all that. So that's why our Gemara has to find something. It's not a din, there's no Eino Dam. So now you're dealing with two legitimate lives up against one another. You say, chiyuv of saving this guy? Yeah, but there's this guy. So now, is there a pasuk which tells you which guy wins? Mar says, that's what I was looking for. Mar says, yeah, there is a pasuk. But by Rodeh, but by Machleret, you don't need a pasuk like that, because once the guy's an Eino Dam, there's no... Of course, that guy would win, but his life isn't in danger yet. It's a whole different situation. I mean, there's no danger yet, so it's not in the ballpark of Atzolos and Fashos yet. Or by the way, Reb Chaim also could be fine, because Reb Chaim is din. There's no din yet. The din is when you create the din of Rodev comes out where there's a situation, this life versus that life. It's a recurrent reality of two life versus life. But this is no recurrent reality yet. There's nothing yet. There's just what we know may happen in the future. But right now, it's not right. So I'm talking about it in the way, in the framework we set up for Rashi, but it works for Reb Chaim also. Exactly. Right, exactly. And what I'm saying is the Chiyuv by Rodev is... It's not just the Torah's not creating the chiyuv. Let's say according to Rada, not the Reb Chaim. The chiyuv is because of Atzolos and Fashos. And there's no chiyuv like that by Machteres, because there's no day's life dangerous situation yet. So what's the chiyuv? There's no chiyuv. And according to Reb Chaim, the chiyuv is because of din, which is invoked by the situation. But by Machteres again, you don't have that. Okay, so the chiyuv isn't just the Torah's poof. There's the chiyuv. Chiyuv is based upon a certain situation which simply doesn't exist by Machteres. Now, the Torah didn't create that. I don't know, could the Torah have created a chiyuv? I don't know, the Torah didn't. That's not what the Torah did. The Torah said it's gave him a status of Einol Damim. And you could ask, why didn't the Torah force a guy to prevent this thing? But it didn't. Now, maybe he couldn't. I'm not sure. You could say chiyuv based on what? Chiyuv to what? Save him? There's no saving him. I don't know. Because the Torah defines Einol Damim, maybe he could have set up a chiyuv of everybody to go and kill him. I don't know. Maybe he could have. Maybe he couldn't do that. Maybe he can't have a chiyuv just everyone to kill him. Chiyuv, I don't know, maybe he could have set up a chiyuv then. I'm not sure really. Maybe not. I mean, this is a good system though. I mean, the only question you can say is a funny system is that everyone's allowed to just watch it happen. It's just kind of a little bit bothersome. As it turns out, you're just allowed to watch it happen. No one's really obligated. Could be the Torah held that didn't have to because the guy himself will step up. In general, the guy himself will step up. He's allowed to kill him. Right? It just says Vihuka teaches you that the Torah didn't just give a self-defense right, but it said everybody. He's Nail Dam and Aniokiel. And Rodev, when the same as the Gemara says he's Rodev, doesn't mean he's actually Rodev. The Ram says he's Kirodev. Kirodev means we know he's going to do that, that's why the Torah defined him as Nail Dam. But it doesn't mean halachically he's like a Rodev. Halachically he's different from Rodev. It's just the reason why he's given a status of Nail Dam is because he's like a Rodev. It means he's chasing the other guy and he's about to kill the other guy. We know what's going to happen. But he's not actually Rodev. Okay, he's not actually Rodev. Even though Gemara says Rodev, but I mean, anyways, I don't think he'd say he's actually Rodev. Like, Tosus can't say that either. Because if he's actually Rodev, he'll be a Chiyuv. Right? I mean, so he's not actually Rodev. Yeah, right. It's explaining the logic behind the thing. Explaining the logic behind the thing. Yeah, right. You're right. Tosu's answer is that Hasam Rishas. That's a situation where basically it's just there's no danger yet, and there's just Rishas. There's no Chiyuv. Yashmina Kor the Eldam. All the Torah there is teaching you is that the guy is defined as Eldamim. Aval Hacha Kosham the Chovalatzel. Here it's teaching you a different thing, that there's the situation of the Din Hatzos and Fashos is going to be a Chova here because it's going to push it off. I mean, the two totally different things. That's what I'm showing you. That's a whole different thing. That's telling you the guy's Eldamim and you're allowed to kill him. Not telling you chiyuv, it's not hatzolos and fashos, it's a whole different thing. It's defined as ein lo dam, you're allowed to kill him. What does it mean, ein lo dam? What does that mean? It means you're allowed to kill him. That's what it means. Right? It just means you're allowed to kill him. And but here, it's telling you a different thing. Here we want to know that you're chayiv. The Mishnah is saying you're chayiv to kill the guy. So how do we know that? Ein lo dam, nefesh. Who told you that? That's what you need a new pasuk for. Two different things. Well, so the Shai asks a question. How do you know that Machtaris is a ganav already? I'm claiming that. But maybe this is a raya, I'm not sure. But in Halachatas, why did the Torah permit the life of the ganav, even though he came to for the money? So you see, the Ram calls him a ganav. So he's a ganav. It should just be the potential ganav. But he says, he's a ganav. The Ram calling him a ganav. He is a ganav. It's just why the Torah defined the ganav as, right? If he knows that this ganav is not going to kill, right? This is referring to him. He's a type of a ganav. He's a type of a ganav. It's a ganav who's coming to kill, but it's a class of a ganav. What he's saying is, it's true. That's what you're gonna do. And what I'm saying is machter doesn't just mean you're gonna steal. It means that is the beginning of the stealing, and it makes sense. The swara is because stealing is you're infringing on the guy's bialos, and you break into his house. That's the beginning. That is ganeva. That's the beginning of ganeva. It's part of ganeva. You haven't taken any object yet, but first of all, it could be you broke his house. But it's a question whether you have to actually break his house. But the point is that once you go in, you're a ganav. I mean, I have rayas, and when we do this, you have achteras. I mean, I'll show. I think it's a theme in the Rambam that if the second he's not a ganav, there's no achteras anymore. Even if the situation still is, still implies that he will kill him. Still, if he's not a ganav, he's not a ganav. I'm kind of jumping the gun. That's my claim. But I think the simple reading of the Rambam is that way, and the svar, it's a good svar also, that he's a ganav. I mean, he's already big on the ganeva. That's the last halos of ganevas when you break in. Oh, it's a pasuk. Imba machteras yimotzei haganav. V'ukav ames, ein lo damim. Right? And that's the pasuk says. If in breaking in you find the ganav, right, and you hit him, then he is ein lo damim. Can we just find that? Yeah, it should have said machteres yimotzei kodem shaganav or something like that, but the Torah calls him a ganav. So you could always say all these things are descriptive and loose, but I mean, why would you say? I mean, I'm not saying you can't read it that way, but all indications are that he's actually the Torah and the Torah are calling him a ganav. Even though he hasn't yet taken anything. That means you find him breaking in, so he hasn't taken anything. You find him in the breaking in. Doesn't say after he took something, so it seems like he's breaking in. So you see, he calls him a ganav. Okay, so again, so this is a good question. So why do you say, I'm saying he's a ganav, he's currently a ganav, because he's currently infringing on the bialos of the guy. Ganeva means infringing on the guy's bialos, denying his bialos, whatever, however you want, I'm talking loosely, but, so, and he's done that. He's actually involved in that. But killing, you don't say that he is killing, because killing means killing. Killing means making a guy who's alive dead. So he hasn't done that. He didn't begin that. I mean, he's gonna do that. We think he's gonna. But gonna, we're not calling him a gonna because he's gonna steal. He's actually begun he's done something. He's broken into the guy's house. He's infringed on the guy's rights of his house. He's a ganav. He's actually begun as a ganav. He's a ganav right now. He's also going to do other stuff, but he's already the ganav. But in the road, Dave, you don't say he's a killer now. He's trying to, but now a guy's trying to eat treif. It doesn't mean he's a treifer. He's trying to. Okay, he's trying to be the road, Dave. But here, and in fact, before he gets into the guy's house, when he's, prowling out around the guy's property or writing up the blueprints for the perfect thief, he's not a ganav yet. He's just a potential ganav. But once he breaks into that guy's house, that's the ganav. The ganav has begun. So he's a ganav right now. But Rode, if you can't say the killing has begun, I mean, what did he do? Killing is putting a knife to the guy's throat. What have I done? I'm just running. Just running after the guy. I'm saying I'm going to do it, threatening him, but I didn't do anything. But ganav, I've actually broken in. I mean, what I'm saying is, like, it's true, if I walk into your house when you're not looking, I don't know if you call me a ganav. Not every guy who walks into someone else's house is a ganav. But insofar as you are stealing and you break into his house, and the nature of your breaking into his house is as a ganav, the ganav has begun. It's, you know what I mean? Like, ganav per se, entering a house per se doesn't make you a ganav, But insofar as that's what you're doing and you enter his house, that's Gneva. The Gneva begins right there. Because that's an unlawful entry. And that's part of your theft, part of your thievery. That's the first step in the theft. So now, if you don't intend to steal, you just stop walking in his house, it's not a Gneva because it's not the first step of anything. But it's just walking into a guy's house without his permission. So I don't know if that's technically defined as Gneva. Maybe it is, but I don't know, maybe it isn't. But here, he's stealing. So the stealing begins. Naschala, insofar as you're Ganav, you say, when does it begin? It doesn't only begin when he picks the thing up. It's the Gneva begins when you enter his house. And you're Maschal, you start the Gneva. You start the Gneva as you break into his, you violate his bailus through breaking it. Yeah, I mean, it could be a simple pshat as well as Tos Avmina. But the Tos Avmina was that, you look at the Gemara there, it means he's actually Rodef. That he's really a Rodef. It means that the chase has begun. The Machteres guy is a Rodef, and therefore, that's why you chayev to kill him. Or that's why you kill him. And if that's the case, then all Rodef, that's the source of Rodef. But he says, no, if you look carefully there, it's not a chayev to kill him. So it must be he's not actually Rodef yet. It's really just an idea that he has Roshos, and the Torah is not defining at the beginning of the chase, it's just defining him as an Eil Adam. So it's a whole different thing, so that doesn't carry over to here. Okay, so again, so next we're going to do the thing about Shavas Aveda. Gufa, and halfway down, the first word in the line is Gufa, and Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, till Kamash Malan. It's like six lines or so. Okay, till Tan Rabban. Okay, so that should get us good. And Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, right. Yeah, also look at the Rashi.